one over here, a little further between here and there. Wasn't no more here. Down here, this house and where Papa lived and one house below, that's all houses was down in here. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a fourth of the people here then that we got now. You got so many more people, so I guess you have more of that going on now than you do when mm-hmm. know about it, you know, with less people. Mm-hmm. Now, I used to know everybody lived here in Zachary now. I can't hardly tell you who lives here in Zachary now. So many people done moved in here. All them old people died out.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a child that's lost both parents?
Orphan.
Mm-hmm. And the person who's supposed to look after him would be his?
Well, his now the Catholic people, we don't, and the Protestant I don't think, but the Catholic people, they have what you call a godfather. Mm-hmm. And now my boy, he mad, that's my boy and his wife picture mm-hmm. right there. Well, that little boy, he's got a godfather to die. Both of them was to die, his godfather's supposed to take him and mm-hmm. take care of him. Mm-hmm. That's the way they tell me. But I don't think, we don't be that way, I don't think. Mm-hmm. Of course, anything happened to, like me or her, and we had a little child that way, we'd take it ourselves. Mm-hmm. But the Catholic people, they call it the godfather.
Uh-huh. Or you might have a legal guard.
Huh?
The person who might look after him would be his legal guard.
Yeah, that's right.
Legal what?
Guard, I reckon. Guardian.
Uh-huh.
Well, when the people die, just like in the family and the thing, and the kid ain't of age, they point somebody over him as his guardian mm-hmm. to be responsible and look after him too. And he can't get what coming to him till he become 21 years old. Mm-hmm. But you point as his guardian over him mm-hmm. to look after him.
Say, if you have a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces around, you'd say, this town is full of my...
cousins. And I have double first cousins here.
Uh-huh.
That's when your dad and mama, like, well, you take, I have a cousin over in Texas and one over here in Gulfport, Mississippi. Both of them sisters. Mm-hmm. Their dad is my daddy's brother, and their mother is my mother's sister. So that makes us, they call that double first cousin.
Mm-hmm. Well, all the people that are related to you would be called your...
kinfolks.
Uh-huh. You say, well, she has the same family name, and she looks a little bit like me, but actually we're no...
no kin.
Uh-huh. Someone who comes into town and nobody's ever seen him before, you'd call him a...
stranger.
What if he came from a different country?
A foreigner.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever use the word foreigner to talk to someone who didn't come from a different country but came from a different section of the United States?
Well, he'd come from some other state, I reckon.
Mm-hmm. Would you call him a foreigner?
No, I don't believe he'd be a foreigner if he come from the state. Do you think so?
Okay. A woman who conducts school would be called a...
a woman done what?
Who teaches school.
School teacher.
Uh-huh. What about, a preacher that's not very well trained, just sort of preaches here and there, isn't very good at preaching? You'd call him a...
well, you would say he didn't make good talk, very good talk.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of people, now you take a preacher, makes a good talk, down there where her daughter go, that Baptist preacher, he's a nice, I love the hymns, and you've heard Rex Dunbar on television, ain't mm-hmm. you? He's Baptist too, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I believe he makes about his best talk. I listen at him every Sunday. I think he makes about as good a talk as any preacher I ever hear.
Mm-hmm.
What are you? Are you Catholic or Protestant?
Protestant.
I mean, huh?
Protestant.
You Protestant? What church you belong to?
Methodist.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Well, just like I told you the other day, I believe in all churches. I got kinfolk Catholic. I got kinfolks in the Presbyterian, Baptist, Methodist. We all working for the same place. And if we live right, it don't matter what church you belong to. I think we're all mm-hmm. going to be just as good as the other fellow. Don't you think mm-hmm. so? If you live right. Mm-hmm. It's all in here what counts.
What would you call, say, a carpenter who's not very good?
Well...